Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
My father texted me a week ago saying he wanted a chance to hang out and tell me about something he found. My parents split up when I was young, and I only came back to Idaho from California a few months ago. I never really got to know him outside of being a little kid. Faint memories of happy meals and visits while I was at school. He seemed excited to be in his kid's life again, though, and I figured, why not? It'd be fun to get some memories with him. That being said, life happens. I started a new job at a gas station. Rooming with a few friends and going to school for photography made for little in the free time department. He seemed pretty insistent at the time. Said he may have found the discovery of the century. I was intrigued, so I clocked off work at 9 p.m. and drove over. The house on the north end was everything you'd expect in a nice neighborhood. Autumn leaves covered the lawns of beautiful cottages. It was a quiet little village, hidden beside the hustle and bustle of downtown Boise. Joggers and college students walked freely, even as it was getting dark. My dad's house was right across the street from a plaza full of coffee houses, bars, and restaurants. Life seemed like it was going pretty well. I knocked on the door, and he let me inside with a hug. It did feel a little odd on both ends, I'm sure. I hadn't seen him since I was 12, yet we both were happy about the reunion. The house was full of computer parts and art books. It seemed my juggling of hobbies was hereditary. The reason he brought me over, though, lay in his room. The walls across from his bed were covered in maps of varying sizes. Seismological charts and photos from Google Earth had thumbtacks all over. If I saw any red thread between them, I would have thought him mad. Okay, I know what you're thinking, and I'm not crazy. My dad clasped both his hands together, preparing his explanation. So, as you know, I've been rock climbing and cave diving for the last few years.
I didn't know that, but go on.
I admitted, trying to distract him. Well, I've been cave diving and rock climbing. You should try it. It's fun. So, anyway, there's a national park right outside of Napa called Craters of the Moon. Have you ever been?
I've never heard of it.
I told him the truth. Northern California, I could have told you anything there was to know. Idaho, at the time, your guess was as good as mine. No problem. We'll start from the top. My father reeled himself in, taking a moment to organize his thoughts. Okay, where do we start? All right. There. He pointed at a picture of stony cavers and began his exploration. So a long time ago, I think thousands of years ago, there was a volcanic eruption in Idaho. Not so much from a volcano, like you'd think. More, the earth broke open like a cookie and vomited magma as far as the eye can see. Trees burned so bad the root system scorched holes in the earth. The earth turned black from the ash and molten rock. Pools of it burned giant divots in the earth. Those missing chunks in the cave systems throughout are called craters of the moon. It's really freaky looking, unlike anything else on Earth. NASA even performs missions there sometimes to replicate the environment in space. So all of that is a whole lot to say it's a cool chunk of federal land full of caves. You follow?
Big caves, cool rocks. I got you.
I gave him a thumbs up and nodded as he continued. My dad laughed at my response. Now, there hasn't been a volcanic eruption there in like 15,000 years. Despite this, there's a giant new cave out there that appeared out of nowhere. Overnight, there was a rumble in the earth. Some animals got out of Dodge, and all of a sudden, a whole new entrance into the deep came to be. Not even a little one. Google Maps has a picture I printed out, and if you look at the entrance, it's gotta be like half an acre around. It's massive. No one has checked it out yet, and I'd like to be the first. It would make a fun father-daughter trip if you're in. You with me? I thought for a second and shrugged. It wasn't my thing, per se, yet he seemed excited, and it did sound fun.
I'm down. When do you want to go, though?
My dad smiled, handing me a folder full of files. Perfect. Here, these are the maps and details for where we're going. Phone service is crap out there, so I'll need you as my navigator. If we want to be the first in there, we'll have to move fast. Can you set out tomorrow morning? I had to admit, even I was excited.
I'll make some phone calls, I told him, and we were on our way.
I went back to my apartment, let my friends know where I would be, called in at work, and got some sleep. It was at the crack of dawn I piled into a Suburban, and we headed off. The trip there would have taken only 3 hours, yet we stopped to get me sized for some climbing gear. Harnesses, dozens of carabiners, even a set of climbing boots. He really spared no expense. I offered to pay for it, of course, yet he declined. Consider the payment coming with, he said. I shuddered to think how much it all cost. Geared up, we hit the freeway. The I-85 was a long stretch dotted with small towns. Swaths of farmland and plains lay between. Locals had a lot to say about how their town was getting bigger and not much of it was nice. Still, time came rolling, and those patches of tall grass and weeds got smaller every year. Hours passed, and we arrived. The earth turned from a dry brown to black. Rock formations sprinkled through like rice tossed by a giant hand. Neat little droppings of stones with patches of gray arrayed in piles as far as the eye could see. Even the trees, sparse as they were, had distanced themselves in similar fashion. It was as though it all floated on a sea of black silt. Otherworldly, and yet so easy to traverse. My dad four-wheeled it across with hardly a bump in the road. Eventually, we parked at a campsite, placed the ticket in the window so rangers wouldn't boot the vehicle, and went. I never even held a map before. Still, I found north with a compass he gave me and looked the map over. He waited patiently as I tried to gauge where it was we were going.
Map says 5 miles west of here, so that way.
I fixed my hair from the wind and pointed where the W lay on the compass. He congratulated me for figuring it out so well, and we were off. More dirt, more stones. Caverns beckoned with small holes as wildlife booked it at the sound of our steps. A couple hours later, we arrived. A massive cave lay with mouth agape. Blocks of stone were scattered across as though ripped from the earth by sheer force. Darkness lay with its jaws inviting. Coming across it, I had to admit it was all a little intimidating. Still, we came this far, and I'd not be called a chicken. With a DSLR camera I saved up for and bought back in high school, I followed my dad into the cavern's hole, taking pictures along the way. It began with air both stiff and cold. The walls' sediment broke off in powdered chunks. Despite the dry cold outside, the air felt misty and even.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A little wet. It felt a little odd, yet going in was even stranger. The cold, dry wind from outside changed as we descended. Step by step, it got warmer instead of colder. More damp in the air with a stink that smelled breathy like a dog in your face as you held the treat bag. After 10 minutes of walking, I knelt down, wiping warm fog from my camera. You're right. My father stood close at hand. I was already pretty out of breath, yet he seemed built for the occasion, breath steady as could be. Still, even he was shaking his cargo shirt, trying to force in a breeze. I have never been in a tunnel so warm. Wet, sure, there's mold, ravines, and the like, but those would be cold. Are you hot in here, Haley? I nodded, adjusting my ponytail.
Even my glasses are fogging, let alone my camera. What do you think it is, though? What would make a cave so hot?
Honestly, I'm not sure. He shrugged, peering deeper into the darkness. The other thing I'm noticing is the consistency of it. Look at the ceiling and the walls. What do you notice?
I don't know.
I took a moment to have a look around with a torch.
Nothing, really.
Exactly. My dad's voice held back wonder as he spoke. No bends, no point in which the walls get tighter and we have to crawl through. It's like one big, smooth hole. Like a machine bored a tunnel right through here. It's the strangest thing.
You're right.
At that moment, something ticked in my chest. Some voice in the back of my head saying we needed to go. I stuffed it down, wiping the sweat congealing on my brow.
You still want to go down?
The only thing I could think of for that is magma, my dad continued, lost in his thoughts, stroking the stubble on his chin. I think that would make it dry in here, but if I'm right and we find it, that would be history in the making. Heck, you could even have some photos on the evening news if you use that camera. It may be a little dangerous, but you're a big girl now, so I'll leave it up to you. Do you want to keep going or head back? That intuition perked up again, though I shoved it aside. The excitement on my dad's face was palpable, and getting my pictures on the news would have been great for my career. I gathered my courage, strapped my bag tight with my camera slung around my neck. I gathered up my course and took the lead inward.
Let's go,
I called back with a smile.
That's the spirit,
my father laughed, and so we headed on. The deeper we went, it was even more wet and warm. I'll never forget the smile on your face when I turned around, flashing my light at you, standing in the dark behind me. I couldn't tell if it was pride you felt or just happiness in the moment. What we didn't expect, however, was that walls lost their substance. The hard crags of stone became moist and pliable. Sticky strands of mucus stretched throughout the walls, and with every step we took, the smell. Foul, breathy, and hot. It turns my stomach thinking about it now. We took a break, hardly able to breathe in the cave's humidity. My glasses fogged all the more, and my blonde hair mottled into thick, dark strands. Our clothes stank, and I coughed from the smell of it all. We walked up to one of those cords of mucus hanging from the walls, and we saw it. Some deep, red organism hung from the ceiling, like a vampire bat in rest. It was bulbous, puffy, and swung in the breeze within that hole. I was about to ask why there was a breeze, yet the answer struck us both. The floor beneath us violently tossed us upward on the soft pallet we stood upon. A roar followed after, racking me with fear. The noise echoed off the walls, rattling my teeth as tears left my eyes from pain. My left ear is still blown out from it now, deaf forevermore. I didn't have to hear to see my father screaming. I tore past him, terrified. My pack was wearing me down, making the sprint impossible. I threw it in the dark and kept on, my camera bouncing off my chest as it dangled around my neck. The cleats in my boots tore into the mire beneath us as my legs ached, squeezing all they could to push me on. I choked. I cried. Still, I carried on. The roar from whatever we had stirred shook the walls behind us. I thought we had awoken demons, some black pit of despair releasing its denizens behind me. The first words I heard, my right ear regaining sound, were the last you ever spoke.
I'm sorry, Haley.
My father's apology tore through the fear in my mind for that split second, questioning what it would be he could be sorry for. The situation, the fact we were in danger. It was then, with all his might, he shoved me forward. Tumbling, I tried to keep my balance, arms flailing as I dove into the floor. The soft pallet was gone. Hard rock burst my nose in blood, shattering my glasses, cutting my eyes and mouth.
Tears of pain wept down my face as I turned around in horror to find that painful act saved my life. It was then I learned it was not what we were running from, but what we were inside. A wall of pearls closed before me, as he was lost in the dark behind them. The death screams of my father echoed, crushed in the molars to haunt me to this day. Wet, popping, rippled, as bone gave beneath the crunching tons of the beast who devoured him. I screamed and sobbed, and it didn't mean a thing. You were dead, lost in the mouth of the most horrible thing I'd ever seen. Its teeth pulled back, a giant mass of wriggling pink tore through the darkness, replacing that mouth with a giant eye. It stared at me in the darkness, an idiot demiurge before an ant on its hill. It pulled back in the cave from whence it came, leaving an even bigger hole behind. I crawled forth from those caverns, battered and bloody. I drove his car to the nearest signal and called 911. I told the police every detail and was promptly sent to Intermountain Mental Health. Told by doctor and pill giver alike that I must have been sexually assaulted. My father was only murdered by some psycho, and I made this all up to hide from the trauma. I watched my dad get eaten alive, and no one will believe me. At least they won't admit it. I found out that since the incident, the land is off limits. No one has been near the place since it happened, guarded now by large men with larger guns. They couldn't watch the whole perimeter, though. It's been 2 years since what happened, and I'm not the same girl that he died saving. That smashed camera they confiscated is now replaced with a 50-caliber sniper rifle. Climbing gear is now a pack with a dozen magazines of Teflon-coated rounds. It cost me every dollar I still had. I'm going back to that hole, and no one's going to stop me. If no one ever hears from me again, I'm making that thing pay for killing my dad. I promise you, I'm coming. And hell is coming with me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.